From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump visited Puerto Rico Tuesday. The visit included meetings with Puerto Rico's political leaders. Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon of Puerto Rico thanked the president for the government's help.
The amount of devastation, it's unheard of. But during all this time, we got the federal government by our side, doing the job for the people here, like you in the military, doing all that has been asked.
The president admitted a lot more needed to be done, and he called on locals to do more to rush aid to isolated regions. At least 20 people are in critical condition, and more than 100 were still being treated for injuries at a hospital in Las Vegas following the mass shooting on Sunday evening. Dr. Douglas Frazier, vice chair of the University Medical Center Trauma Division.
Some devastating wounds associated with such a high caliber, and we've seen injuries from unfortunately, gunshot wound to the head, to chest, arms, legs, abdomen, kind of all over. We also saw blunt injuries from people that were trying to run from the scene.
Law enforcement officials puzzled over what motivated a retiree with no criminal record to assemble an arsenal in a high-rise Las Vegas hotel and rain gunfire onto an outdoor concert, killing at least 59 people. French police investigating a Nice attack that left two young women dead in Marseille said they detained four people Tuesday. A judicial officer said the four were in custody on suspicion of association with a terrorist group. Several places were being searched in that probe. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.